How are we gonna start this one?
I don't know. I know that the last time we did this, we said where we would be the next time. But I forgot.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, so, hi, this is Lucid Dean, and
this is so.
That's Soul Pathologist, in case anyone was unsure. First name Soul, last name Pathologist.
No, it's my title.
Oh.
It's not my last name.
So, of course it is. I'm such a fool. You're right. It is your job description and title.
Also, when I said my name, I did like a short wave because just in case people are watching me.
A short wave? Oh, yes. You just waved to nobody. Yes. Yeah. Hey, we're European. We gesticulate. It's a thing.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is another questionnaire that we are going to be doing.
Yay.
This time, though, we're going to be doing it from Soul's abode. So I'm guessing that's the cabin in the woods.
Yes.
The A-frame cabin in the woods that is haunted.
It's haunted, but just a little bit.
So we don't go down into the basement. just ever so slightly. So we don't go into the basement and we don't touch anything. And for God's sake, don't drop any blood on any books or whatever.
I hate it when people touch my stuff anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there'd be hell to pay even if demons weren't summoned. Were someone to bleed on your Soul Pathologist books. Although, you don't care about keeping books pristine, right?
That's true.
So bleeding on the books might just add to their character.
Yeah, but I don't want anyone's blood on them. It's only chosen persons.
That's right, of course. Only the blood of the chosen. Yeah. That's right.
And yeah.
Only the blood of the chosen
one. This time, the questionnaire is only 4 years old.
Yes, look at us. Almost, I mean, this is pretty current.
Almost catching up.
Yeah. This is new questionnaire. I present Spill It, CB's playfully innocent, lustful list of intimate topics. And she's put in parentheses, hysterical questionnaire, anyone. I mean, you know what? I can't speak for Soul. I'm not planning to do this hysterically. Do you know, you know what hysterically means, right?
I guess it's referring to the last question.
Yes, I think so.
I've only read the first and the last question.
Of course, as is tradition, as is Soul Pathologist tradition. So CB writes, is CB still a person who posts? I have just
stalked them, and they have Reddit Premium, so I guess they are still on Reddit.
Excuse me. Reddit Premium?
Yes.
Are they royalty?
Apparently.
Sorry, CB, if you're listening. I'm merely joking at the idea of Reddit Premium. I don't know what it is.
I had it until yesterday.
You can pay for it, right.
Or you get it when someone gives you gold.
Oh, that's right. You did get goldified. Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal.
little flex over there from Soul Pathologist getting gold.
Yes.
I have never received gold, which means that I'm down with the common folk. I'm just one of the people. I'm one of you. I'm one of you people. I'm one of the people. I'm a man of the people.
Get out of my cabin. You don't get to bleed on my books.
Soul Pathologist in an ivory cabin. Thinking she's too good for my blood all over her books.
Yes. You don't even want to borrow me any books.
No, I'm not gonna. It's the word is lend, and I'm not gonna lend you any books because you're a disgrace.
I always get wrong.
You read in the bar.
I borrow, you lend.
Yes,
I mean,
that's
you
right.
Don't, but
I mean, yes,
hypothetically.
Well, the difficult thing is that a lot of people in the UK will say, "Will you borrow me a book?" or "Can I lend a book?" when they mean they say the opposite. When you know, It's like
people in the UK are the worst.
They are the worst. They make it so hard for poor, unfortunate Germans to learn our already rather challenging language. Yes. So apologies for that. Apologies for that on behalf of people of the UK. Also apologies for Brexit. Wait, let's not get political. That's a terrible idea.
Better not.
Probably not. Obviously, we love everyone from the UK, even the ones that voted for Brexit. Even you, we love you because we're Christ-like. Isn't that right, Saul?
I'm not so sure.
Like, maybe not quite Christ-like. Maybe just Gandhi-esque. Maybe sort of. there's a lot of peace, but you know what? There's a limit. There's a limit to the respect and appreciation we can have for our fellow human beings.
But I felt like after Brexit, like immediately after, German politicians were really, really smug about it.
Well, yeah, they have every right to be. It's pretty dumb. Because
they just knew that we basically have the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and just enjoy owning Europe.
Yeah, they were kind of assholes about it.
And that's the end of all the politics talk, we promise.
Okay.
Unless it comes up in the context of a question.
Okay. A first question.
Yes, first question. Oh, wait a second. We should read through the intro.
Okay.
I feel like it's important. Okay, so you read through the intro.
Oh, okay. Hello, GWA. Do you like questionnaires as much as I do? Yes. I love to listen to these, but found there were a few things that I still wanted to know. Most of these questions are open-ended, so please go into as much or as little detail as you like. Skip. That's really, really dangerous with us.
Yes, it is.
Skip over the ones you don't like. Why not do a collaboration?
Oh, please? My God. It's like she's psychic. I think CB is a she.
Maybe it's a he.
Maybe it's a he.
I played it safe and just said...
Said they, yeah.
Them. Yeah. Sometimes the most interesting tidbits of information come out of the conversations that develop between the collaborators. Mm-hmm. Bonus points for masturbating while answering, especially during the last question.
Well,
I guess
if you want to go for those bonus points,
I'll go for them later.
I have my hands full. I would need somebody else's assistance because I have my phone in one hand, I have my recorder in the other. I'm reclining in a massive, comfortable armchair. And that this isn't just like my hilarious Lucid Dean Towers imagery. This is just genuinely what it's like in my apartment when I do recordings. It's very chill.
Yes. Excuses.
No flex. Okay, so hit me with the first question. We got this.
I did not even finish reading.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please continue.
Don't rush me.
I'm the worst.
It says, especially during the last question. Brackets close. Thank you for taking part, and I hope you have fun with this. Double TH is always very hard for me.
We will. We will definitely have fun with this.
Okay.
I also, in defense of thinking that CB is a woman, I feel like I've seen her referred to as her in other people's posts when other people have answered this questionnaire. That's where I got that from. You're right that we should probably say they, but...
Did not want to shame you, I just...
No, it's okay. I just feel that it's very important that I present the evidence that I was going on. That I may have dreamed, of course. Like, I might be wrong.
I feel like we're always kind of obsessing over the people who post the questionnaires.
I think more people should do that. I feel like a lot of people will read a questionnaire, but not really think about the author, not really think about authorial intent, not really think about what the questions themselves say about the author. I mean, I feel that Jackoff to Audio 555, was that his name? That, yes. Like, I feel that constantly referring to him throughout our last questionnaire made that questionnaire infinitely more interesting.
And he even listened to it.
He sure did. Yeah. So he got the shout outs. So yeah.
I just want to say, since I'm a stalker, I went through her posts and I can confirm that she posted on GWA like 2 years ago and it was tagged F4M.
So. Ah, excellent. So now there's no more guesswork. CB is an F, and that is what we know.
Okay. I will ask the first question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, 10 being exactly alike.
Well, for me, this is really easy because it's 10. Like, I am no different at all to my GWA persona. I don't really have a persona. I know a lot of people have kind of internet personas, and I really don't. So whenever I meet up with people who I have only met online, they are often quite surprised that, like, I'll often get the comment, wow, you're exactly the same person. And I'm like, yeah, what else would I be? And I've ever met a couple of people who have definitely had very different personalities in person versus kind of online.
I think it's super interesting that you meet up with people, actually.
Oh, yeah, I've met up with a bunch of people from the internet. Well, I mean, I remember I date a lot, and I meet most of the people that I date. I meet most of the people that I date on apps like Tinder and Bumble. Mm-hmm. So there's often a period of conversation that is purely text-based prior to a face-to-face interaction.
Yes.
Although, yeah, there are lots of people that I've met from online communities. I say lots, now I'm trying to think of how many. Maybe not lots, but some anyway. There are people that I've met like genuinely on the internet, not just on like a dating app. And yeah, it is interesting to see kind of the, if they are different, how they are different, you know.
Yes. I think I've never met anyone over the internet. I think actually GWA and Reddit were the first situations for me in which I even communicated with people I don't personally know over the internet.
That's really interesting. Why do you, was there a reason for that?
For what?
For kind of not really getting involved with online communities? Just kind of lack of interest, or?
I don't know. I always felt very comfortable as just a lurker.
Oh, that's fair.
And I never really feel like I have a lot of interesting stuff to contribute. I used to post on...
I beg to differ. I mean, like, imagine how... these questionnaires, what are we calling them again? Yeah, lucid pathologists. This would be nothing with only the Dean side. It would be just powerfully inferior. I'm really glad you got involved with GWA. Why did you get involved with GWA, whereas previously you've tended to just lurk?
Because I read a great book and I had to tell the person who recommended the book how much I liked the book. I get too excited over books. I used to post on Art History, and they have this thread that's like an AMA Ask Art Historians thread. And I used to post there a little bit, but it was just answering questions and not really communicating with anyone.
Yeah, not like a lot of back and forth interaction. Yeah, I know that feel. Yes. Because I have kind of been involved with a few of the bigger video game message boards in the past, and mm-hmm. have never really made friends there. I haven't contributed, but it's typically one voice amongst, you know, hundreds of other voices all discussing sort of a given thing. And yes. I've not found that that's translated into kind of friendships. Whereas with GWA, translated into friendships really fast. Like, it's, I think probably because of the nature of the, nature of the hobby, or the nature of the style of communication. Because GWA especially doesn't foster community that much these days. It tends to be someone posts an audio, people comment on the audio. But not a ton of discussion goes on, and there are no real discussion threads either. You know, you hit backstage for that.
Yes.
Which is a much smaller kind of pool of people.
Yeah. Was it like that? Were they discussion threads and stuff like that on the main GWA sub?
In the past, yes, absolutely. Yeah, okay. In the past there was a lot more discussion. This was long before I was posting, though, when I was just lurking. that was, really sort of, I would say sort of the backstage type of content was all part of regular GWA. And I guess it just got so big, and people mainly wanted to use it as kind of like a repository for audio porn.
Yes.
That they just kind of became more and more stripped down into what it is today.
Yeah, it got really big. Pretty fast, I think.
Yeah.
During the last 2 years, right?
Yeah, I definitely think it's snowballed in the last couple of years. Trying to think of how long I've been active, or how long I've been lurking it. Probably more than... You know what? Definitely more than 4 or 5 years, 6 years.
That's long.
Yeah, a good while.
Yeah.
But so 1 to 10, how similar are you to your...
Yes, I just want to get back to the question. I feel like if someone asked me to define my personality in real life, I would have a pretty hard time doing that.
But are you aware of being a little bit, I don't know, a little different in the way that you communicate on GWA?
I'm not consciously trying to be different. I think it's, as I've said, I've never written to people I don't actually know, so I think naturally it's a bit different to do that, and I'm not really used to it.
I mean, would you say that in your audios you have any kind of persona that is not just a facet of who you are, or that is like more of a mask, I suppose?
Not really. Even when I pick scripts, I try to pick scripts that I can still identify with, or that still feel like me. And maybe I would like to try out some stuff where I get to play around a bit more, or where I get to play a role a bit more. But I cannot say I have done that yet.
Okay, yeah. I mean, because when I do scripts, I definitely stay away from... that's not true. I was going to say I stay away from ones that are more like me, because I like playing the roles and I like the acting part of it. But you know what? Rather than get onto yet another tangent, I guess we should move on to question two. Oh, this is interesting. So, Sol, what is the story behind your username?
The story behind my username is super lame. Because I made another account, and I didn't make it for GWA. I just, I don't, Actually, I don't know why I made it. I think it was because the algorithm of Reddit was all weird, and suddenly on my main account, when I clicked on popular, I got all these super, super weird subreddits. Okay. Like subreddits I had never been on. I had no connection to them. I got a ton of relationship advice, and I got baby bumps, and I got the red pill, and am I the asshole? And I got so many subs I had never seen before, and it was so weird. And I still don't know why, and so I was so annoyed by it that I made another account. And
it was Learn who I am this anew. One. Oh, that's yes. So good.
And I did not really plan to do anything with it except for escaping that weird algorithm change. And when you make a new account, it kind of it gives you these examples for usernames or
oh yes, yeah, it sort usernames of spits out
that you can pick. And I think it said soul psychologist or something like that. And I thought it sounded cool. And I changed it a little bit and I ended up with this one. And I have to say, I really like it.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's one of those things where serendipity just kind of serves you extremely well. It's nice.
Yes.
I guess so mine. I don't know if you're familiar, but students of Onironism will be aware that there's a certain type of dream that human beings can have, and it's when a person feels as if they are awake and identifies the fact that they're in a dream. And what that's called is a lucid dream. And that's something that not a lot of people are aware of. It's pretty obscure knowledge. You've got to be kind of have a bit of an ear to the ground. Maybe you've studied the field of sleep. Maybe you're a spiritualistic kind of person. Maybe you're a shaman of some kind. You might be familiar with the concept of lucid dreams. For everyone else, It's a really beautiful, fascinating, and empowering experience because you can control the reality in which you find yourself while dreaming. And I was like, oh, I'll do that and turn it into a name. Lucid Dean, boom.
Yeah, it's a cool name. I thought it's often recommended for people who suffer from nightmares.
Oh, you mean lucid dreaming?
Yes.
I think it's one of those things that is pretty hard to do on purpose. A lot of people...
Have you ever done it?
Oh, God, yeah. I've done it so many times. Never on purpose. So this is weird. And maybe...
I thought you can train yourself to do it.
One can. I have not experimented with that because it involves writing stuff down when you wake up and really... Mm-hmm. The time. But I've definitely this weird thing happened where when I was a kid, I would occasionally, sometimes I would realize I was dreaming, sometimes I wouldn't, but I would try to fly, and it would almost always involve running really fast and flapping my arms, which sounds ridiculous, but if we were on, I think it's like one of Saturn's moons, the gravity or the atmosphere would be so dense that human beings could fly under their own power just by flapping their arms. So there, it's not as dumb. I mean, I didn't know that at the time, but
Stop trying to defend your younger self.
I can't, you're right. But so I would try to kind of like, sometimes it would work and I would take off, but it would be kind of shaky. And then I would kind of fall down. And sometimes I would kind of get up for a little bit. Sometimes I would jump off things and be able to glide. And there was no connection between these dreams, but it was a recurring thing that happened several times. And this is like over the years. And somehow my brain, totally unconsciously, without any kind of effort at all on my part, got to a place where it could just fly anytime. Sometimes I'm aware that I'm dreaming and I'm lucid, in which case I'm desperately trying to materialize someone to fuck. that doesn't work. I don't have the power over the environment that some people have while lucid dreaming at all. Like, I can't just reshape reality. I think it's because my subconscious kind of doesn't buy it. Like, my subconscious is like, yeah, come on. You can't just make stuff appear. You can't just, you can't just do that. But
it's against the rules of the dreamscape.
Somehow it's against the rules. But what isn't against the rules is controlling myself as if I was a superhero. I can just rise up like Superman. Like, it feels so good. Like, just levitate, and then I can fly anywhere. And also, bonus, and I don't know where this came from, I can reach over my shoulder and throw lightning bolts. And those are my dream-based powers.
I often know that I'm dreaming, but I cannot control what happens or what I do.
Yeah, I don't know why this kind of... Because people talk about it like it goes hand in hand, you know. The shamans that discuss, you know, all of the educated people that have studied the art of lucid dreaming. But yeah, like
I'm the bunch of Reddit nerds.
Yes. I watched an episode of Ghostbusters, the cartoon, about it when I was a kid, and that was how I learned what it was. But the whole idea that you can control the dream once you're aware that you're dreaming, it seems to be a big thing for people. Like, it just is supposed to work, and it's never been the case for me.
Yes. Yeah, as I said, I often know that I'm dreaming, but it doesn't give me anything.
No power. What would you do if you were aware you were dreaming and you did have control?
Often dream about being late or not being able to reach something because I cannot move or cannot move as fast as I could in my awake life.
Oh, you're talking about anxiety dreams. Kind of like recurring anxiety dreams? I mean, if you become lucid and you do have control, what do you choose to make happen?
I always like dreams about cool places where your mind just makes up. Sometimes I have these dreams where I make up a very cool house and I get to explore it, and it has all these secrets and passages and stuff like that.
That's so awesome. I love it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So you would create some kind of fantastic house. Would there be anyone in the house? Would you do anything, or would you just literally be an architect?
I recently had a very cool dream where I was just getting into some mystery house with a group of friends, and I don't really remember a lot of the dream, but we were exploring it, and at some point we were sitting in some kind of rowing boat in a stream that ran beneath the house.
So cool.
Yes. That's very fun.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So I love these dreams. Sometimes when I'm reading a lot and I'm really into the book, I will dream that I wake up and I pick up the book and I read the pages. I will not dream. I will not see in front of my inner eye how the story continues, but I will actually dream of reading the pages.
So you're imagining the task of reading, but you aren't absorbing information. Yes. That's so interesting.
I am absorbing information in my dream. I spin the story further.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's
never
That's what I thought you meant initially.
I was never able to remember.
Oh, I see. So you would wake up and just know that you had kind of built upon the story. Because I was going to say, yes. I've absolutely had the same thing. Where I have continued reading something or continued playing a video game. And it's been purely fictional, completely in my dream. And then woken up and, oh, no, none of that stuff happened. That was all just... That's so interesting. So when you said that in your inner eye, you don't actually see the story, what did you mean by that?
I mean, other people, when they, or a lot of other people, I talked about this, to say that when they continue to dream about a story in a book, they actually see it play out like in a movie.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes.
But I really see the page in front of me and the words.
I've had both. One of the things that... There are a couple of things that are sort of dream, quote-unquote, truths that I have found to be complete myths. One of them was that one can't read in dreams. And I forget, I saw that in some movie, and it's like the guy knows that he's dreaming because the words are just, you know, jumbled nonsense. No, I've absolutely read real words in dreams. It's definitely
people also say that you cannot hear music in dreams.
Yes. And then there was another one that was you can't create new faces. You can only imagine faces that you have seen at some point in your life. And that's nonsense because there are only a certain, you know, there's only a certain number of phenotypes that are expressed in human beings' faces. And I feel like reshuffling them is incredibly easy. Like if you can imagine, you know, let's say a cat with four eyes, you can almost certainly just imagine a slightly different regular human being.
Yeah, maybe. But then again, I'm not so sure about that because my facial recognition is really shitty. So I assume if I think that I have never seen a face in a dream, it's completely possible that I have just seen it on that day and I just cannot consciously remember it.
You're right. That is one that is not something that I can fully and correctly disprove. But the other one is that people say you can't feel pain in dreams. And that's one that I remember. I remember waking up after a dream where I can't remember what I did. I want to say that like something bit my arm and I woke up and I was like, ha, disproven. I definitely just felt pain in dreams. Never forget.
But then again, I wonder how much our memory fills in when we know we have dreamed about certain things. And I don't know. I wonder if you are in a sleep lab and your brain activity gets tracked while you sleep. Maybe it's different than what your memory makes it to be.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the interesting thing is that we all dream far more often than we think we do. And it's purely because we don't remember it, right? So yeah, like, it would be very interesting to do a sleep study. It would be really interesting, you know, if and when we ever get the technology to see people's dreams as they happen.
Yes. Oh, yes. That would be cool.
Incredible. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we've now been talking for, 35 minutes. And, we are up to question three.
Yes.
Question three of like 20.
But we did a long introduction. It will all work out in the end.
Yes, it will. It will. It'll all work out. I'm certain.
Okay, three. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something. Something sexy for us.
Okay. Go. How many languages?
I'm too excited by this question alone. I cannot even pronounce it. I speak German. I speak English. I speak a little French and Italian. And I would not say I speak it, but I have earned my Latinum, my certificate that I am able to understand Latin.
Ah, salve magister.
No.
That's the only Latin I remember, and it means hello, teacher. And you're just kind of like, what? It's not a thing I know.
I only know stuff about war and death and killing people.
Of course. That was the only thing that was taught in your school about Latin.
Yes.
My attempt to speak a tiny bit of Latin just falling on its face.
You have to type it out, because I guess the pronunciation of Latin words is very different depending
yes.
on your own language.
That's right. Like, I've heard some people pronounce Orpheus's wife's name Eurydice, and others pronounce it as Eurydice.
Yeah, and we would say Eurydice. So
that's
completely different.
Yeah. Which is odd, because all of our languages are supposed to stem from Latin. So we should be, if nothing else, we should be agreeing on the, you know what? It doesn't matter. Let's not get sidetracked. Okay, you have to say
something. Just tell me how many. Oh, I have to say something sexy.
You have to say something sexy in every one of those languages.
No, I will say something in German. That's all. Wait, I have to tell me how many languages you speak and what they are, and I will think of something sexy in German.
Okay, I mean, hold on to your pants, because it's going to take a while. I speak English. I speak
Ooh.
Canadian English. A little bit of American English. A taste of Australian English that I picked up when I lived there. Oh, and you know what? I'm going to throw in a little bit of New Zealand English. Thus. Thus is really bug. New Zealand.
But at least you can speak all these Englishes in a lot of variations.
Good job me, right? I speak,
yes.
Obviously I have a little Latin, as you have heard. And I used to know French, but I feel that I don't know any of it anymore. I mean, like, je t'aime. That's about as far as I can go. But it's pretty sexy, am I right?
Yeah. Je m'appelle Dean.
Yeah. Je m'appelle Lucie Dean. Oh, I can do a French accent. It's really fun. I love doing French accents.
But
what
I cannot do accents at all, and it's super annoying, especially when learning other languages. It's really cool if you can do accents.
Well, I mean,
I think pretending helps.
I can't do it well, but what I really enjoy doing is watching it's a little show called Nailed It on Netflix, in which people make really shitty baking. And there's a French chef on the judges panel, and I love if I'm watching it with somebody else, we will listen to the guy speak, and then I will say exactly what he said afterwards, but in a ridiculous French accent. And that is a thing I enjoy.
As long as you're happy.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I will say, das Buffet ist eröffnet, esst Käse.
Ooh, what does that mean?
It's so sexy. I said something about cheese, because right now cheese is about the sexiest I can think of.
Oh, you said, like, I'm assuming cheese is Kisa, but the way you said it, I was like, oh, that's the sexiest word. Mm. It's like the sexiest German word I've ever heard.
Okay, do you want to say something sexy?
In English?
Maybe with a French accent.
That's a good... Yeah. English with a French accent. Oh, madame, your buttocks are so jiggly. I want to pour oil all over them and then lick it off. No, 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 no. and that is French.
Okay, next question.
Next question. Okay, okay. So who is your celebrity lookalike, Sol?
I have no idea, really. I don't think my face would make would be good for any celebrity.
Well, I mean, I've seen your face, and you do, I would say, resemble a young Beyonce. So, you know, in that you have eyes and a mouth and some teeth and hair.
Absolutely, I can see it.
You're right, though. I can't think of anyone famous specifically that you look like. There's got to be someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know someone who looks similar to me, but I cannot think of any celebrities.
Yeah. So just kind of regular non-famous people.
Yes. Shitty people.
Shitty people.
No joke. I really like her. She's a cool person.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, Sol really likes you. She was just joking when she said you were a shitty person.
I really like you. And weirdly enough, even though I don't like my own face, and I think it's completely okay to say that about your own face because you have to look at it every day.
Ugh, yeah, but it's that thing.
Okay to be annoyed by it.
But you know that it's that thing that everyone has. Like every attractive person
yes, I know.
Always thinks that they don't look good.
I know. But I think she looks kind of similar to me, but she looks just different enough that I find her really beautiful.
I really hope that you realize that subconsciously you think that you look great. And the reason you think she looks great is because of the similarity and not in spite of it.
No, I think she just lacks the few features I really don't like about my own face. Which is great for her.
I can't think of what you could possibly mean. Like, your face doesn't have, like, bonus features that you would want to remove.
Yes, it does.
Hey, I can't possibly argue with you about this. But anyone else
it's
who's seen
face.
Sol's face,
have...
you know, will know that this is absolutely, this is the height of ridiculousness. And a damning commentary on body dysmorphia and the social ramifications of beauty standards. I'm great looking, so I mean, like, I'll always be able to balance that out. My celebrity lookalikes. I don't think that I look a ton like... Oh, wait, I was told... by people that I look like Matt Mercer, who is a voice actor.
You have to Google him.
Yeah, I looked him up and I would say that that's pretty accurate. But when I was a kid, I
don't know.
No?
Not really.
See, I had this one photo as a kid where I looked just like Charlie Sheen. But I was a kid and it was only one photo. It was my passport photo, though, so, like, I got to see it a lot, and I was, like, super proud. And then people used to say I looked like Orlando Bloom, but that was when I was a beardless youth. And just, I was just, like, you know, a thin English person with, brown eyes, just like Orlando Bloom.
Every thin English person with brown eyes.
And long hair, yeah.
Looks exactly like Orlando Bloom.
But I can't think of anyone else... that I look like.
I cannot really think of anyone, but I think you could go undercover in a lot of bands.
It's true. I look like somebody from a lot of bands. I look like like a wrestler that is not like that has not bothered with the steroids or the training or spending any time like doing anything at all. or somebody from a lot of bands. I tend to look a little bit more polished than most people in bands, I think. It's really interesting when I feel like I have wrestler hair rather than like person in band hair. I don't know why. But do you know what I mean? Like, wrestlers tend to have, like, nicely conditioned, like, really good hair. And then people in bands tend to be like, yeah, fuck this. I'm on the road. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, maybe.
Depends on the band.
Depends on the band. I was not thinking, like, total fucked up band. I was more... Maybe if the Foo Fighters were younger.
I look like a Foo Fighter? Which one?
Not like any specific one. It's
oh, but just like... a generic Foo Fighter. Yeah. Okay, so Soul Pathologist could not be more wrong about this. I look nothing like a Foo Fighter, for the love of God. Honestly. I mean, they were a post-grunge band. Like, clearly, if I look like anyone from any band, it's...
Like a younger and more polished Foo Fighter.
No, you know what? I look like someone from Infant Annihilator. Like, not really, but really, if I was in a band, it would be that bad.
I have to Google them too.
That is the band with the guys that do the music video where all the band members skip around in a forest naked and smash eggs on each other and act the as first... if they're hot chicks. Yeah.
The first, the second hit Google Images gives me with a face for Infant Annihilator is Post Malone's face.
Yes, because Post Malone listens to Infant Annihilator. They have one friend in common.
He listens to everything.
I don't know anything about him except that I've heard his name multiple times.
I don't know anything about him except that he listens to a lot of metal bands.
And what is his kind of music? Like
R&B or pop? I think he did this one rockstar song.
He seems like a nice guy, though. I saw like a very short clip of him being given an Infant Annihilator LP.
I saw a video of him where he goes guitar shopping and he plays a little bit. And yeah, he seemed to be really nice.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, next question.
Yeah, next question. So we have no celebrity lookalikes. Next question. Ooh. It's your turn to ask this one.
Oh, it's my turn. All right, I have the uneven ones. Yeah, okay. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us?
They give wouldn't me be secrets. They wouldn't be secrets if we shared them. How can we possibly...
Well, they are still secrets for other people.
I'm pretty sure you should be whispering, Soul.
I'm sorry.
What if someone overhears us answering this question?
That could be possible, because I'm not alone at home. So I think I'm pretty open. I don't really have any secrets. I have kept my my venture into audio porn secret. But I'm not super particular about it. I mean, there were some situations where I was out with friends and I was like, hey, do you know what I posted yesterday? And I almost said it. And then I was like, well, would it be so bad? I wouldn't even care if they knew that I posted. I just wouldn't really want them to listen to it, I guess.
I see.
That's why I have not mentioned it.
Well, and then they, of course, can tell other people that you might really wish didn't know.
Yes, yes. So I think it's better to keep a secret, but I'm not super concerned with it, I guess.
I have told my closest friends that I, like, what I do, and we've chatted about it, but I haven't told them the... screen name that I use, so they can't
honestly,
look it up.
if someone told me, I would just stalk them down.
Of course you would, right? So yeah,
I would find them.
They could try their best, they would fail. Like GWA is too big. You would like think about how many audios you would have to listen to. Although actually,
I think you can get acquainted with the male voices pretty fast.
Well, you know. Well, first of all, the people that I've told, I would not mind listening at all. Hey, if you're listening, what's up?
Hey, Dean's friends.
Yeah. But I guess I've told them enough about like the types of audios that I've done that they probably could look it up.
A friend of mine once showed me like amateur porn of herself and her boyfriend. It was very uncomfortable.
Was it though? Or was it? Yes, really it was.
No.
Come on though.
No.
Really?
Really.
Oh my god. If any of my friends was to show me amateur porn with them in it, I would be like, this is awesome. And like, I love that I now know your fuck style. And I'm assuming you're showing this to me because you want me to get involved.
No, I would not have wanted to get involved with them. And it also, it was kind of a weird situation because it was at a party and I don't know.
Someone just busted out a phone and was like, hey, soul pathologist. Yes. Oh my god. It wasn't even like a truth or dare or anything.
No, it was just, hey, look.
Wow. Just, hey, look, gather round.
Yeah.
That's nuts. So,
I think I do not really have a lot of secrets. I am pretty open about stuff. And the only things I try not to spill, but I fail sometimes, are things that I consider, as I've said, I joke about them, but I guess nobody would get the joke.
I try to just shut up about it.
My
secret is that I lost, like...
You want to go into further detail, or is that it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. The memory is harrowing. But yeah, so no secret. You don't have any secrets at all.
I don't know.
That are not depressing.
I'm not super open about sex stuff, I guess, but I think my former flatmate knows a lot. But other than that, I'm not, I don't know. I mean, when does it come up? It's more...
Oh, it's coming up right now, so it's coming up right now.
I mean, I discuss stuff like birth control or things like that with my friends.
Okay. What kind of birth control do you use?
I have a copper IUD.
Oh, of course you do, because you're the best.
Yeah, it's great.
IUDs are the best form of birth control.
And
ever.
A lot of people think you should only get them when you've been pregnant before. But my... Why are we always ending up talking about my I still don't know what...
Sexy gynecologist?
Yeah, she was like, no, that's bullshit. You can get one.
Yes, it is a myth. I'm sure a lot of people... listening to this right now are thinking, oh my god, IUDs, but don't they cause cancer and release copper and prevent you from having kids? No, they fucking don't. Look it up on the internet. Do some research. Make something of yourself.
It's the best.
Do something with your life. Stop sitting around believing everything that liars tell you and research it yourself.
Yeah, so I talk about that, but...
I'm sorry. But okay, IUDs, nice. Good for you.
Yes.
So, way to go. Champion.
I talk about that with my friends, but not really what we do in the bedroom. Because, I mean, it's just... I guess I could tell them, but...
Soul pathologist, what is something that you did in the bedroom that was enjoyable that you wouldn't usually tell people?
Everything I tell on GWA.
Good point. It's not a secret at all.
Yeah. That's not a secret for the people who listen.
Oh, finding secrets is so hard. Why are we so honest?
Yeah, should be more secretive. Well, next question.
My favorite Transformer is Galvatron. That's not a secret at all. It's just a thing that I haven't shared with. Oh, you know what? Actually, I think I did in like the very first AMA that I did. In which I mentioned that I would love to do Transformers porn, like Transformers audio porn someday, and I haven't written a script, and no one else has written a script. Once again, please, please, somebody write me a script so I can play all of the Transformers. It will be so good.
My favorite Transformer is Bumblebee, and he's getting his own movie, I think, this next year. And I'm not sure about my feelings.
Well, soul pathologist, when you say your favorite Transformer, do you mean your favorite Transformer or do you mean your favorite Bayformer?
What's the difference?
Are you familiar with the real Transformers or are you only familiar with the Transformers of the Michael Bay films?
I think I'm only I'm only familiar with the movies. I have never... I'm sorry. I'm a basic nerd.
Oh my god, you would love Bumblebee so much more if you knew the real Bumblebee.
I've seen some...
The real Bumblebee, he can talk.
Yes, like... I know. I've seen some excerpts from his stuff from the animation series.
Oh, phew. Okay, so you do know at least.
I don't really know it. I have just seen it.
I'm so disappointed in you.
We can end this right now. We're only at question... Oh my god, we're only at question 5.
I almost think that we should pause this and come back another time.
No.
Because I'm just not... Well, okay, it's 108. I actually have somewhere that I need to be.
Okay.
So, like, I think in mock outrage, I'm going to end this. And, send you a whole bunch of Bumblebee clips.
Okay.
We'll resume this.
We will never finish. We will just... It will take us weeks until we get to the last question.
At this rate, we will have... It'll be a 4-part questionnaire, and it will be an hour long for each part. And it will be fucking magnificent.
This is terrible.
This is fantastic, and it's the best, and you know it. You know that you would listen to this if you enjoyed listening to us, right?
Yes, I mean, come on. I mean,
I would listen so hard.
I have listened to so many podcasts.
See, me too. Podcasts are the best.
Podcasts are the best.
Tune in for part 2, in which Soul will reveal a secret. And I will be forced to also reveal a secret. What will it be? You'll have to come back and find out.